set fire to your hair. Poke a stick at a grizzly bear. Eat medicine that's out of date. Use your private parts as piranha bait. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Get your toast out with a fork. Do your own electrical work. Teach yourself how to fly. Eat a 2-week-old unrefrigerated pie. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
Hey, everybody.
Dumb
Welcome
ways
to
die.
Another one of these. So, maybe cheating a little bit, because technically it's Friday, October 7th, 12:12 a.m. But, I've always been a fan of saying, like, hey, it's still whichever day it is until you go to sleep and wake up the next day. If I go out on a Thursday night and stay out until 4 a.m., I was out Thursday night. I'm not like, I was out Friday morning. So here's what we've got for today. I've got a couple different death clocks, right? Let's see. So what I can do is predict when you'll die. There are a couple different ways. You know, there's a death timer. There's a when will I die test. So I figure if I kind of like balance some of these out, we'll find what happens. So let's just start with this, what is your age? 33. What is your height? In inches. 60 inches is 5 feet. So 69. You know what? I knew there was a reason I was, So I'm like 5'9" and a half, right? I think I've probably told this story on here, but we were watching Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and I was like, hey, if I'm shorter, how tall do you think Pee-wee is? He looks very, he looks a little short. And, Poon Master Flex was like, I don't know. I don't think he looks that short. And I was like, if I'm shorter than Pee-wee, I'll kill myself. So we measured me 5'9" and a half, and Pee-wee was 5'10". So now when I see someone tall, I'm like, that dude's Pee-wee tall. See, eating habits, smoking. How much do I smoke? I don't understand how people get through like a pack a day or two packs a day. That just seems difficult. Maybe it's just because I've never tried, but this is a difficult one. Like when I go to the doctor, how many days in a typical week do you drink alcoholic beverages? Because probably I may have one beer a week, but realistically I have 6 beers a month, but I have 5 of them at the same time. So I'll just say like 1 or 2 per week, I guess. How many drinks do you have per drinking day on average? See, this is the problem. Normally, 1 to 2, but also normally 7. But that's not normal. I don't know. How much sleep do you get on average? Between 6 and 9 hours sounds pretty good. Which of these most closely describes you? Ooh, I have a college degree, solid middle class job. Which of these describes your day-to-day attitude? Bored, lethargic, grumpy, determined, competitive, aggressive, stressed, irritable, panicky. Depends on the day. I'll say that. Monday through Friday, stressed. Other days that aren't those, relaxed, except for half of Sunday. Which describes your habit with doctors? I never go. Almost never go, basically. Physical recreation, 60 plus minutes on most days. That's pretty good. Dental hygiene. I do great on that. Which best describes your driving habits? I do wear a seatbelt, so that's good. I don't know if I would say I drive aggressively. I feel aggressive, but I wouldn't say I'm driving aggressively. Let's see. No high blood pressure, no chronic ailments. How many of your parents and grandparents died before age of 60? I think like none, but maybe one. Oh yeah. You know what? My one grandpa definitely did. How healthy do you feel on the average day? 1 to 10, with 10 being very healthy. I guess 6. Okay. Hey, this is telling me that I have an 89-year lifespan, which means I have 56 years to live. I will die in 2072 at age 89. That's pretty good. And right now, I have the health of a 21-year-old man, and I've lived 37% of my life already. That's not bad. That's what this one says. Now, this one is Death Timer. This one's a little simpler. So let's just see. You have to put in your name, which seems kind of dim. And date of birth. This seems like a scam. This one's like, put in your credit card information, and then we will be able to tell you how you will die. Now I have to put in where I live. Uruguay. Oh, Uruguay, you're so close to the place that I know. Standard height, 5'9", just below Pee-wee. Weight. You guys want to know, I weighed at the doctor the last time I went, 178 of pounds. All right, that's all this one takes, huh? Oh, this one has an exact date. August 10th, 2050. Because I'm overweight. I am overweight by about 8 pounds. So I'm outside of the normal range, so that's no good. So let's see, this one's saying I'm going to die in 2050, where this one's 2072. So that's a 22-year swing there. That's no good. All right, let's try this one. Date of birth. Again, who fucking cares? This one, I don't know why it's like, okay, based on your date of birth, we'll definitely know. You know, that's how we'll know for sure. Sex, male. Hey, it's a spectrum, goddammit. I don't actually know what my body mass index is. How would I know? Oh, there's a calculator right here. Okay, let's see. We'll say 175. Height in inches. What did we say, 69? Calculate that BMI. 25.1. Okay. So, there's a 25. That's pretty good. Outlook. Optimistic, neutral, pessimistic, suicidal. Well, it depends on the moment. Let's say pessimistic. I'm not going to go suicidal always. Alcohol consumption, once a month. I'm constantly blotto. I like that. You don't hear that term a lot. Hey, at least this one has the decency to put U.S. at the top of the list. USA. Now, this is saying Thursday, June 21st, 2057. So that's kind of right. That's closer to the lower one there. It's another 7 years. I'd be 73, so that's not like a young man. Ooh, this one has a countdown, though. 14,867 days, 10 hours, 39 minutes, and 47, 46, 45, 44. Ooh, that's no good. Okay, here's the death clock. Jesus Christ, this is like the same shit. Day of birth. Do you really think, do they go by your, like, you were born in the year of the rat or whatever? You know, you go to a Chinese restaurant and they've got those, like, placemats and they tell you. Okay, now this one's saying I'll die. Oof, this is a bad one. Wednesday, July 3rd, 2041. Yikes. And I have 780,000 seconds left to live. That's a tough one. When it's like, here's how many seconds you have left. That'll bring you down. Fancy don't bring me down. But that one brought me down. Okay. So here's what it's looking like. I will live somewhere between 2072 was the outside. I think 2050. Oh, wait. What was this one? Oh, 2041 was the low. So let's see. If we take 20, let's just call it 2070 minus 2041, that's like a 30-year span. If I died in 2041, that is not very far away. What would I be like in my 60s? 780,529 and 108, 107, 106, 105 seconds. So there you go. So I guess the outside possibility is that I will live to be in my 80s-ish, 89. Oh, that would be a bummer to die at like age 89, right? Don't you want to die when you're like 90 if you make it that far? I do anyway. I don't know. Maybe not everyone. Well, that's it. That's all we had for today. This is Shorty. What can I say? It's fucking late at night. I'm very tired. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I did this for you this month. I'm so fucking sorry. But you know what? Go to your death clocks and I'll tell you what. If you send me your result, the listener that has the lowest life expectancy can win a Helpful Snowman No Prize. So send those in by the end of the month, and whoever sent me the lowest life expectancy, honest answer, will win a no prize. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. So both your kidneys on the internet. Eat a tube of super glue. I wonder, what's this red button do? Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dress up like a moose during hunting season. Disturb a nest of wasps for no good reason. Stand on the edge of a train station platform. Drive around the boom, get at a level crossing. Run across the tracks between the platforms. They may not rhyme, but they're quite possibly dumbest ways to die. So many.